RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today, the word probiotic is thrown around very easily. And although what we hear on television and during a TV commercial may give you some sense of a foundation of the word, the product, and what it really does stand for, and its meaning and how it applies to our lives, maybe some background on the journey, on the actual pioneer, Natasha Trenev, that brought us to today's probiotics will give you a better understanding. This is not only an interesting story, one laid with all kinds of ups and downs and testing and all kinds of different levels of the process of getting today's probiotic available to us, the community, but it is one that should be commended as well as appreciated, as the path was, well, full of speed bumps and, boy, lots and lots of hard work. Natasha Trenev is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of America's probiotic industry. As a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. Following graduation from UCLA in 1970, a decade of research led her to developing the first method for producing an effective and scientifically validated single-strain probiotic bacteria product. Her research and development efforts led to the establishment of the entire probiotics category in North America, Australia, England, Holland, and Belgium. As an active lecturer and frequently invited guest on radio and TV health programs, Natasha has written dozens of articles and several books on friendly bacteria, including Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers, and The Power of Probiotics, Secrets to Great Health. Today, we're going to be talking about probiotics and the journey and the history and the underlying tone, the passion that you have to be able to do something for so long with such a deep, heartfelt passion for what you're doing. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. And listen, I think people need to know how important this journey is and why it's important to each individual. I think we take a lot of things for granted in our society today, and I think the development of probiotics and the use of probiotics in our society, it's now a global movement, is so important to the concept of health and for improving our health. And actually, to quote my friend at the University of Maryland, going to save millions of dollars in healthcare if we start taking care of our most important ecosystem, which is our microbiota in our gut.
You know, your family has such an amazing background that you were actually brought into this field at such a very young age. Your family and cultured of bacteria and yogurts and all these wonderful things. You know, what was the actual beginning of your adaption to this? Obviously, you were brought into it as a family, but something sparked one day when you knew this is what you wanted to do.
Yes, you know, my family on my father's side is Macedonian, and my grandfather and his father before him and his father before him, going back 750 years, raised sheep in the mountains of the Republic of Macedonia, and it's called the Colorful Mountain, or Shar Planina, as my grandfather would say it, and they exported yogurt and feta cheese to Western Europe. And my father decided to take the family's talents and go to Belgrade and open up a store that would service the public and introduce the real Macedonian, Bulgarian-type yogurt and liquid acidophilus and fine cheeses and really what we consider today in some areas real health foods. And he was became so popular that he earned a certificate from the King of Yugoslavia as the official court supplier to the King's court of yogurt and other beneficial bacteria-associated products such as cheeses and liquid acidophilus. Unfortunately, World War II happened, and my family in the 1950s had to flee communist Yugoslavia for their lives. That was just barely a child of six. And we ended up in Vienna and waited for our visa, came here not on a luxury liner, but on a very bumpy American Navy boat, and was 14 days of sailing, 9 days of storm, and really tough conditions. But we were so grateful to the Americans for saving us and for bringing us here and giving my family an opportunity. So long story short, my family ended up in Hollywood, California, with about $100 in their pocket, and this was in the mid to late 1950s. And my father just had a dream. So in the mid-1960s, my father started a company which came to be known as Continental Culture Specialists. And I helped my father with trade shows while I was a student at Hollywood High School, and translated articles from Bulgarian and Russian and some from Serbo-Croatian on the effects of these beneficial bacteria on people's health, and why people in Bulgaria were studied by Ilya Mechnikov and found to be so healthy and lived to 100 years without major disease problems. And so this became just more than being asked to adopt a family business, which at that time, if you can imagine, when I started full-time with my family, I had just graduated from UCLA in 1970. And the majority of Americans did not know what the word yogurt was or even what kind of a food it was. Many of us can't imagine that, but here I was tasked with selling this yogurt. We had no distribution. 99% of the health food stores did not have refrigeration, nor did they sell any real foods. So, you know, here I was trying to persuade people to carry a yogurt line and, you know, developed the first honey-sweetened royal yogurt that was one of the first products ever sold into the American health food industry, and sold the liquid acidophilus to the health food industry and to a discerning few health practitioners. And for whatever reason, we were discovered by even the British Royal Court and was one of the first pioneers to airship our yogurt to the Royal Kitchen on a bi-monthly basis. So, you know, it started to intrigue me because church groups and other groups started coming to our small plant facilities in Glendale, California, and started telling me about the miraculous recovery that people had on consuming our plain yogurt and our liquid acidophilus, and how it was good for their children, for their parents, for their grandparents, for themselves. And I said to myself, gosh, there's something more to this. And I think that, you know, from my cultural background, I knew that, you know, the consumption of yogurt on a daily basis has made a lot of my family members very healthy and helped them survive the multiple wars that were always occurring in the Balkan states. And so in the 1970s, I did the unthinkable. I really separated from my family business that wanted to be more commercial and sell more commercial yogurts. And I wanted to really get to the science of this bacteria, which really very few people in the world know about, and use my connections through UCLA to get a connection into the Academy of Sciences in Leningrad, now again called St. Petersburg, and start bringing over articles that I started translating about the science of these beneficial bacteria and what an impact that can have on our health. And when we come back from commercial break, stay tuned to find out, you know, my intrigues in getting this data out of, at that time, behind the Iron Curtain.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is going to be an amazing show. Please stay tuned. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com. I thank you for listening and tuning in. Be well.